Okay, this is Thursday, May 19th, and the topic this month is attitude.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that's sinking in. Earlier, Andy said to me, what is our intention? On what is it? Your intention is to know that you are becoming God. That's all this is, whole thing is about. You hear people in other religions say, going back to the Godhead, going back home, doing all this, that, and the other thing. Exactly. You have to know that you're becoming God, and you will eventually go back there. And then you'll start out from there again and do something else. But there's nothing else but that. So please get that through your heads. It will improve your life immensely. It will improve your thinking immensely. Because once you start to think from that premise, the world changes. Because we don't see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. So anytime that you can change your mind, change your attitude, you will see the world differently. So I just brought the book I read every morning, Daily Word. I've been doing this is Unity, and this is Charles and Myrtle Fillmore started this over 100 years ago, and they're located in Kansas. The main thing is Unity Village in Kansas. Both Charles and Myrtle Fillmore were great healers. They both healed themselves of illnesses. And I think he had even a shriveled hand, and he was able to heal that. Then they started this Unity. And it is a metaphysical teaching, but it is also a Christian teaching because they believe that Jesus is their Savior. But since this class is a class on prosperity and abundance, including money, today's topic was prosperity. I'm immersed in abundant life, believing that my prosperity is measured only by the money in my bank account, may leave me feeling vulnerable and concerned about scarcity and lack. But prosperity is not the possession of things, rather a recognition of divine supply. There is no scarcity of air to breathe, no scarcity of love to share, no scarcity of divine ideas, substance, or supply. When I recognize this and open my consciousness to it, I see divine substance everywhere. I affirm it not only for myself, but for everyone. Realizing the boundlessness of my spiritual inheritance, I see that nothing is lacking in my world. I recognize and appreciate my abundant blessings. Prosperity is mine. That is a prosperity attitude. And you have to get a prosperity attitude instead of lack and limitation or scarcity. We think that money is the gauge of prosperity. It is not a gauge of prosperity. I've said this I don't know how many times, and I will say it again. Money is going to be a side effect of your consciousness. What you are thinking is going to bring you the money. But people go after the money, and they think that money means that they are prosperous and they are abundant. When you look out into the universe and you see, or even the little world or your neighborhood that you're living in, and you see all the wonderful stuff that's going on out there, the squirrels and all that, you have to know that you're part of all that. And if this thing that we call God takes care of that, it's going to take care of you. We have wonderful squirrels in my neighborhood. I watch them all the time. In fact, they get into my garden in the wintertime, and then in the spring when I dig up the garden, I find all their little nuts that they have saved up for themselves. So they have no problem with abundance. They know that it's there. We have a problem because we think abundance only means money. It does not mean that. It's abundance and prosperity, including money. So get a prosperity consciousness, get an abundant consciousness, get an attitude of prosperity. Instead of an attitude that money is scarce, that money doesn't grow on trees, and all the stuff that you heard in your lifetime, all the stuff that you heard about money, most of the things that you've heard about money are wrong, are absolutely wrong. But the world teaches that. We live by that. We see that you need a paycheck, you have the banking systems, you have the stock market, you have all that, and you get caught up in that instead of saying, I am abundant right here, right now. There's prosperity all around me. Now, we talked earlier about see the end and all the rest will fill itself in. So if you have in your consciousness that you are abundant and prosperity, the universe is not going to make a liar out of you. The universe does not do that. This thing called God does not do that. It's an attitude. Now let's talk a moment about this idea of attitude. Attitude. God is an attitude. God is an attitude. What do you think about God? What kind of an attitude do you have towards God? In these years that I've been on this plane of action, what I have discovered is that this idea of attitude is very, very important. And I also have discovered that you can change your attitude any time you wish, you see, because you're the one who has the choice to do that. It has nothing to do with how much money you have in your wallet. It has no influence the world. Anything on the outside has no influence on you. If you keep your attitude going, if you think that it has to do with what's in your wallet and so forth, and you don't have a prosperity attitude, how do you think you're going to get prosperity? You're going to feel awful. You're going to be intimidated by people who have money. You're going to be afraid to go in to the better stores and so forth because you say to yourself, oh, I can't afford that. You can never say to yourself that you can't afford something. You can say, I choose at the present moment not to purchase those items. But you have to know that if you put your mind to it and your attitude to it, the money will come to do that. In absolute strange and mysterious ways that you cannot imagine. And I've proven this to myself many times, and I tell the stories. When I was looking for an apartment, I didn't realize you needed security deposits and all that. But I went and looked for the apartment. I got the apartment. They never asked for the security deposit. They never asked for it. It wasn't in my consciousness, that type of thing. But people say, oh, it costs so much to do something. I never say it costs so much to do something. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your attitude towards yourself, your attitude towards money. Attitude, very, very important. Yes, your thoughts are important, but your attitude is more important, because what attitude you have towards your thoughts, attitudes, all these things that we talk about, you know, you can change. It's your prerogative. Anything you want to do, you can do if you change your mind about it, if you change your attitude. But start changing your attitude about yourself. Start seeing yourself as becoming God, or moving closer to God, or what have you. And start thinking of God. Many people, even in this teaching, still in the back of their mind, they think that God is a superhuman. They think that God has human qualities. They think that it's some kind of a being. And God is not some kind of a being. God is a feeling. God is an attitude. Say, start seeing that, start grabbing onto that. You'll never, this thing called God does not change minds. You have to change your mind to be in line with what at the present moment you think God is. And God is always going to be changing throughout your life unless you're stuck in one of those brand name religions. Then your attitude and your mind is going to stay exactly the same, and you're going to say, this is what God is. And it's so small, usually. And I'll tell a quick story about that, about attitude. Back to my sister-in-law, who grew up across the street from the church. They were always at the church. So recently, her brother divorced his wife, moved to Florida with another woman. Patty is so upset about that. She said, I never want to see him again, and I will never forgive him. I will never forgive him. I didn't bother to say what happened to Christianity. Went right out the window. You see? You have to forgive. Why do you have to forgive? Not for the other person. You have to forgive for yourself. You cannot hold anything against anybody because it's going to eat you up. It's never going to hurt the other person. Never going to hurt the other person. So, keep your mind clear. Forgive. Forget. Start over every moment. Clean your mind out at nighttime. When you go to bed, how many people, when they take their clothes off at nighttime, empty the pockets. You put your change, you take your watch off. Same way. Empty your mind at nighttime. Whatever happened during that day, put it out there and let it. Don't put it back in the morning. You see? You have to empty your mind. It's all done with mind. It's all done with thinking. It's all done with the thing that we call, what we're talking about now, is attitude. You're never going to be able to get around that. And people keep trying to find a loophole in that, that it's not their mind that's doing it. That it's somebody else causing it, it's some condition causing what's happening to you. Whatever's happening to you, whatever you're thinking, you are causing. You can choose to think the thoughts that you want to think. If the present moment you're thinking thoughts of lack and limitation, you can change that. You can change that. To abundance, to prosperity, you can change it to anything you want. And the universe then will match you in that. And I use the word universe, you know, it's the same as God. So the universe, it's God. We just use God as a term that most of us have no idea what God is. I have my concepts of God, and I use them. But my God, as my mind, is always evolving. And you have to evolve with this. And you have to evolve your thinking. And you have to allow God to evolve. To become always bigger. That's all we always want, is a bigger God. One that will answer all the mysteries in your life. That will do this for you. And it's done with your attitude. So don't be like my sister-in-law. That's going to hurt her more than him. Do you think the brother cares? He's off having fun with this new woman. He's not thinking, oh, I think my sister's never going to forgive me. That's not going through his mind at all. And does she think that God's not going to forgive him? God is not in the forgiving business. God does never forgive anybody anything. Why? Because God has never condemned you. This thing called God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. Never sits in judgment upon itself through you. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. We are the ones who don't hold ourselves in the highest of esteem. Once you hold yourself in the highest of esteem, you won't do these crazy things. You won't be able to. Read that and pass it on.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live from the truth of who I am.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
I live for the truth of who I am as God's beloved.
And I live from the truth of who I am as God's beloved. We have to realize that. We are the beloved in whom this thing we call God is well pleased. When you start your day or start your mind, you're thinking with that you are the beloved. See, that would change your attitude. If you had an attitude, I am the beloved. You have to have that. And it's not a cocky attitude. It's not a conceited attitude. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to realize you truly are loved. And we've heard that. All our lives we've heard, God loves you, God loves you. But you are the beloved, which brings it even more so into focus when you say, I am the beloved of this thing. I am the beloved of the universe. That the universe is in me the same way all this other stuff is inside of me. And this thing loved so much that it created me, it created you, it created all this stuff. So we have to learn that. We have to change our attitude about ourselves. So many people, I think, are still back to that horrible thing that they've taught for hundreds of years, that we are separated from God, that we're not one with God, and we have to change that. We have to realize that we are the beloved of God, that this thing really, truly loves us. Whatever it is, however you can conceive that, you have to change your attitude about yourself. So if anyone is punishing themselves in any way for anything, give that up. Forgive yourself immediately. And go for the idea that you are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. Can you imagine? Did your parents sometimes, they may have loved you, but sometimes they weren't pleased with you. God is always pleased with you, regardless of what you do. But the more that you realize that, and the more you're moving towards this idea of becoming God, not only will your life change and your thinking change, you will not be able to do the idiotic things that people do. You won't get yourself into these situations, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You won't get yourself into these things. You see, if you really know that you're one with God, if you know that you're the beloved, you're not going to do those things. And I could care less what anybody does. God could care less what anybody does. But you have to care what you do. You have to care what you do. That's all it is. It's always going to boil down. We are the ones that are responsible. We are the ones that are responsible. Andy and I, this evening before we came here, we had dinner, and the waitress, who we've known for years, is separated at the present moment from her husband because he's on cocaine. She said, I'm not against that, I just couldn't live with him any longer. She said she talked to somebody, and he said, well, you know, I did that same thing with my daughter, and I guess she finally overdosed. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. You see, and I can talk and talk and talk, but you have to do it for yourself. You have to decide what you're doing. It's up to you. It's always up to us. No one is going to step in. If you think God's going to step in and say, no, 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 you cannot do that. No. Now the church may step in and say, no, no, no. Society may step in and say, no, no, no. You see, and the world itself is always saying, no, no, no. The world never says, yes, yes, yes. It says, no, no, no. But it's up to us. It's up to us to do that. It's up to us to change our mind and to change our attitude so that we are living a wonderful life. So that we are living this life more abundantly. And when I use that word, more abundantly, that means more than money. That means a feeling inside of you of joy, of fulfillment, of bliss, of being filled with yourself. That you like yourself so much, you don't pick on yourself anymore. You just don't pick on yourself. How many people are now still picking on themselves, saying, I shouldn't have done that, or this could have been better, or that. No, you don't want to pick on you. When you're picking on yourself, who are you picking on? Well, you're picking on God. You're picking on God. Notice what you're doing and change it. Notice what you're doing and change it. Jesus said, go and sin no more. What does that mean? Don't make the mistake again. Don't do it again if you don't like what you're doing, if it's causing you any kind of distress. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. That's how we learn. And that's how we gain peace of mind. And that's how we gain this feeling of confidence in ourselves. And that's how we learn to really like ourselves. But we have to do that ourselves. This waitress, Rebecca, said, I still love my husband. And he still loves me. But till he does something about the situation, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. You see, the person has to be able to do it for themselves. I cannot breathe for you people. I cannot eat for you people. And I cannot think for you people. You have to do everything for yourself. It is a do-it-yourself project. A do-it-yourself project. So, here again, see the end. Who do I want to be? What kind of a person do I want to be? See that. Hold that image. And it will come to pass for you. It will come to pass for you. But most people just give up because the world is so convincing. How many times have you heard people say, he's no good. He's just like his father. He'll never improve. That. Those are all out and out lies. A dog doesn't change its spots. That's lies. And it comes from race mind. You can change anything about yourself. You can change anything about yourself. I call it a reversal of fortune. One day you can have absolutely no money, and the next day you can have all the money in the world. Just reversing your thinking. And then things happen. But if you stay in a state of this is who I am, and you come to that conclusion this is who you are, you're going to stay there. You see, never come to a conclusion. I do never come to a conclusion of who I am, and I never come to a conclusion of what the universe or what God is. Because as soon as you do that, you've locked yourself in. Now you cannot go anywhere. You cannot grow in any way, shape, or form. Your attitude about yourself is so, so important. Not your attitude towards anybody else. Not your attitude towards God. But your attitude towards yourself. Always hold yourself in the highest of esteem. Know that this thing that we do call God, this energy, this intelligence, this life, is coursing through you. Is coursing through you. See, it animates us. We don't know how we do that. We have no idea how we do that. So, how does it happen? I don't know. I do not know. I told you before that this idea of in children and so forth, you know, when the embryo and so forth, no one on this planet knows why the heart starts to beat. No one knows how the heart starts to beat. It just starts to beat. Now they are saying and proving that the beat comes before the heart. There's a beat before the heart. See? I think that's very important. Very, very important. Everything is made out of something that's new, that's there. At that moment, it does something. It's done with us. It's done with our attitude. Let me talk one moment about attitude and your health and what's going on with you. If you have a health problem or anything, don't buy into what the world is telling you. Change your attitude about that. And know that this wonderful body of yours can handle and renew everything inside of you. It can cure any disease that you have. Your own body can do that. Things that were never in your body before come when you have an attitude or when you have an emotion. Emotions set all kinds of chemicals off in your body. How many people here think that what they call tear ducts, we say we have tear ducts, and you think that there's tears stored in those ducts so that you can cry? There's nothing in those ducts until you have an emotion. As soon as you have an emotion, it produces a tear out of nothing. It wasn't there before. There's not a reservoir of tears inside of you waiting to be tapped when you want to cry. It's the emotion. You have the emotion, and then out of nothing comes tears. Now, while I say out of nothing, with all the stuff that's going on, but they weren't there before. They were not there before. They're not waiting for you to cry and then they're going to pour forth from your eyes. They just do not exist. Do you have that emotion? As soon as you have that emotion, you create them. You create them. Remember that, how it comes from nothing. So when you want to create something in your life, you think that you need something to start with. You don't need anything to start with. You need an emotion, you need a feeling, you need an intention, and you need to see the end result. That is all. The rest has to come. It wasn't there before. It's not there before. It'll happen for you. But because we live on this plane of action, because we are taught by this world, we think it's step one, two, and three. And we think we need all these materials to do something. And we don't. What we need is the intent and the emotion. And then something happens. And then something happens. Out of what? We could say out of thin air. I don't know where it comes from. Now, I have not seen this, but I read about it. There are some yogi masters in India that are able to manifest small objects in the palm of their hand that were not there before. They just start to appear. Because all the elements, everything we need, is here to do that. You just have to have that intent to make that happen. I haven't gotten that far yet. I will work on that one, and maybe we can do that one day. So this whole idea this month of talking about attitude, it's your attitude. What is your attitude towards yourself? Do you hold yourself in the highest of esteem? Do you know that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. So in your life, when you want all these different things and so forth, you think you have to go out there and do something. To remember, you are the Fun and Entertainment Committee. This thing we call God is the Ways and Means Committee. God will figure out, the universe will figure out how to do that for you. You do not have to do those little detail things that everyone gets so boggled down in. Know that it is a mystery. Know that you are being taken care of. I gave you that affirmation months and months and months ago. And I use that almost every day. Every time I say to myself I'm being taken care of, something wonderful happens in my life. Something wonderful happens in my life. An example. I had $337 I needed. I had no idea where the $337 was going to come from. And in 3 days, $337 came to me twice. From unexpected, I would have never been able to bring my mind to say it was going to come from that area. It got to. Why? Because I believe that I'm being taken care of. And I don't believe, what did I run into recently? Well, you know, with the economy and all this, and don't buy into any of that stuff. Use that affirmation. Money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus, and then it will happen for you. Then it will happen for you. But we are the ones with our attitude about things that stop everything. And then we come to these conclusions that this is the way it works. We have no idea the way it works. Each person has their own opinion of the way something works. This goes with doctors and everything else. This goes with anything you're thinking about. That's all they know at the present moment about something. And you go to one specialist and then the next specialist and the next specialist. Each one has their own idea. So why don't you get an idea of yourself, how it works, and then say to yourself, I don't know how it works. It's a mystery. I'm going to go out and have fun and let the universe take care of me. That's what we're here for, people. We are here to have fun. This thing called God would not create us, throw us down here on this planet, and then say, ha, 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 figure the whole damn thing out. You see? Let go. Let God, or let go. Let the universe do the work for you. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to sit around the house. You have to do something about it. You have to move in some direction. And then once you move in that direction, things will happen. My client last night is from New Jersey. It's a phone consultation. He thought surely on Monday of this week, he had a luncheon dinner with a man that he thought surely was going to offer him a job. The man never offered him the job. Didn't offer him the job. But said, you could call this person, you could call that. He's calling the other people. Now, he's opened himself up. You cannot go into any situation and say, this is mine. This is the way it's going to be. You have to let God do it. This boy, by the way, can manifest jobs. I'm not one bit. I told him, you knew better than that. And you know that something wonderful is going to come. You can't go putting all your eggs in one basket like that. Because God can think of all kinds of things and ways and things that you can't do. We can't do. So we have to change our attitude about, I have all the work to do, or I have to think of this. I'd never get anywhere if I thought I had to think of everything. I'd never get anywhere. I say, I'm being taken care of. This is all going to work out. And it always works out. It always works out. But start with an idea. And then know that a better idea can come. And this thing called God can make it even better than that. You don't start out by saying, I'm running out of money. I'm going to be foreclosed on. This is going to happen to me. That's going to happen to me. That's a belief you're putting out there. And beliefs always have to prove themselves. That's a law of the universe. An immutable law of the universe. It works for everyone exactly the same way. It's mathematical, if you want to say. But it's beyond. We use, on this plane of action, we use the word mathematical because we know that 2 and 2 equal 4. And we assume that 2 and 2 is always going to equal 4 throughout the galaxy, right? We can assume that. But also, there has to be a mystery going on someplace. There has to be something else going on. There has to be a power bigger than all those things that we can conceive. Otherwise, why would we have a God to begin with? God has to be infinite. God has to have the capacity to do these things for us. And so, we have to start to know that. We have to start to know that. So if you start out your day, the idea that you are being taken care of, that you are the beloved, in whom this thing is well pleased, your attitude will change for the day. Your attitude will change for the day. My father always said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be happy. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be happy and something in it.
Rejoice
in it. Thank you. I will be happy and rejoice in it. In metaphysics, we change always Lord means law. This is the day that the law of my mind is making. I will rejoice and be happy in it. The law of your mind is creating your day. Oh, no, it's something else. No, it's not something else. When you get your thinking right, you will be filled and your day will be filled with blessings and will be filled with joy. When it's not, you have to set yourself down and say, what is going on with my attitude? Am I falling for the world? Am I saying it's today it's rainy and this is going to happen and that's going to happen? Am I saying today I don't have the money? Or whatever it is you're saying about yourself, you are going to cause that. You are always going to be the cause onto your own experience. So use that. Use these things and say, geez, I'm a very powerful person. I can create my day the way I want it. I can be happy. I can be happy today. I can be filled with joy and happiness. And you will be filled with joy and happiness. And your day will unfold the way you want it to. There'll be things that come in and there'll be things that go out. But your day will be wonderful. Because you will be able to change your attitude instantly about anything that comes along. You just change your attitude. If the waitress is mean to you, change your attitude. If you go to the bank and they're mean to you, change your attitude. And when you change your attitude, you put that out, that attitude has to come back to you. It has to come back to you. And you can add on, it comes back to me multiplied abundantly. But we're causing everything in our life. We are causing it. There's nothing outside of us causing it. So when we learn to change our attitude about ourselves, and then we change our attitude about the world and about other people, things look differently. Because you do not see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. And we see ourselves the way our mind works. We see ourselves the way our mind works. If you allow your mind to tell you that you're not a nice person, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's the power. That's the whole crux of this teaching. It's done unto you as you believe. It's done unto you as you think. So change your thinking, change your attitude, change anything about yourself that is keeping you from having what you want. And it's never going to be anybody else, and it is never going to be this thing called God causing anything to happen. You are causing everything in your life. And once you realize that, that is the freedom that you have. Now no one can upset you in any way. No one can upset you. And if they do upset you, you can correct that immediately. You can correct that immediately. And then go on with a day filled with joy and happiness. How many people are still yelling and carrying on cars on the highway and calling people jerks and all that kind of stuff? Not a good attitude. Not a good attitude. We have to, I just say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And I don't think I have to, sometimes it takes me three blocks before I remember to say that to the person, you know. But I change it. I don't come home and mull that over. I don't come home and say, that idiot on the highway, or this idiot, or that happened to me, and this. And relive any of that stuff. Who wants to rehash anything? If you want to rehash anything, rehash good moments. But don't rehash anything, is my philosophy. That's like eating yesterday's food. You know, it's like eating leftovers. This is a new day. Think new thoughts. Do something. Last week I talked about the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, right? We immediately start out with that. Everyone has heard that since day one. Our Father. And then we think, oh, well, we're not connected to God at all. Well, you're connected to your earthly father. You must be connected to your spiritual father, your heavenly father, if it starts out, our Father. Right? You have to. Then where it keeps going, and then what does it say? Give us this day our daily bread. Know that you're being taken care of. Know that you're being taken care of. This thing that we call God is going to give you your daily bread. What does that mean? It's going to give you wonderful, inspiring ideas that you can put into operation. And with those ideas is going to come the abundance, the prosperity, and the money that you are looking for. It's done with your thoughts. It's done with your ideas. Every day say to yourself, I'm being inspired. I am being inspired because Spirit is in me. And I only have good ideas. People say, oh, Dallas, that was a good idea. I say, yes, I know, I only have good ideas. I always claim that immediately, and I add that, yes, I only have good ideas. Who wants to have a bad idea? No one wants to have a bad idea, for goodness sakes. Only have good ideas, and know that all your ideas are inspired, that they're coming from this thing that we call God, that they're coming from the universe. We are so interconnected to this thing called the universe, to this thing called God. It is always with us, and it's always listening, and it's always going to do something immediately. The same way with the tears. The tears are nowhere in your body. Do you have an emotion? And then those tears are there. There's no reservoir behind your eyes holding tears. So, waiting for you to cry. But it's not in your body at all. So you decide I'm going to cry, the tears come. Where did they come from? No one knows where they come from. But they're there. But they're there. And you can cry as long as you want, you know. They don't stop. They're abundant also. You've heard people say, oh, I cried buckets. I cried buckets. You can cry buckets of tears. Where are they coming from? Now, if you cried buckets of tears, don't you think if they came from your body, you'd be dehydrated? You'd be dehydrated. You're not dehydrated. The only thing that ever happens is your eyes turn red. But they are not there. That's what I want you to understand. They are not there till you decide that you're going to cry, that you have an emotion that sets that mechanism, whatever it is, into play. And tears form from nothing. From nothing. So when you think you want something, it's going to come from nothing. How many people are familiar with the saying, all things seen come from things that are not seen? All things seen come from things that are not seen. So when you have the end result, that's all you need. The rest, you don't know where it's coming from, but it has to come. The same way as the tears weren't there. All that was not there till you made that decision. Till you made that. And then it starts to appear. Where does it come from? It comes out of thin air, if you wish. It comes out of this universe. But it works. Because just because we see nothing in front of us, there are trillions and billions of things going on right here in front of us. There are all kinds of chemicals, there are all kinds of things out here. Molecules, atoms. All we ever do is take them, rearrange them to make what we want. To make what we want. So think about that. If you can produce a tear from nothing, you have to be able to produce anything you want from nothing. From nothing. But we're never told these things. We live under the assumption that we have tear ducts. We do have tear ducts, but they're not filled with anything until we decide to fill them up. So where did that water come from? Where did that tear come from? It came from something not seen. All things seen come from things that are not seen. And that's what we're talking about in metaphysics. Metaphysics means beyond the physical. It means behind you. How many times have I used the thing? We're on a stage. When you're watching people on a stage, there are all kinds of technicians and so forth behind the curtain that you never see. You never see them, but things come, flies come in, this comes up, the floor goes, this happens, that happens. You don't see the people turning the strings and knobs and turning the different things for that. That's how you must look at this universe, and you must look at this thing called God. You'll never see God. But you have to know that all the strings and levers and stuff are going to be pulled for you. Just for you. You see? Just for you. You know, I forget, I think there's 7 billion people on this planet. And God has no favorites in those 7 billion people. What God can do for one person, God can do for all people. So if you think, oh, God doesn't have time for me, he's too busy with other people, or this, that, and this, give those ideas up. Give that attitude up. Say to yourself, I am number one. I am number one. God is always looking out for me. I am special. I am special. You can go as far as to say, that you're sitting on the right hand of God. You can use that. You can do that. Make your life different. Hold yourself like that. See yourself. Know that there's something going on behind you. And that something that's going on behind you is wonderful. It's pulling the strings. It's turning the knobs, the levers. So that here on the stage, everything goes smoothly. Everything goes smoothly. We are all actors on this stage. And this universe will keep us. Will always keep us. You are being taken care of. And it's wonderful. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.